Financial problems. Elder law. Criminal law. Tax problems. Business matters. Divorce. Personal injury. Bankruptcy. Your life. Your reality. Life is complicated. There is the law, and there is reality. Welcome to Law and Reality, sponsored by Thav Gross. Now, here's your host, Ken Gross.
Welcome to this segment of Law and Reality. Today's topic is, we have a special guest, Warren Pierce.
Oh,
let's talk sports, elections, and retirement planning. I usually do my good morning starting with Brian, but not today.
No.
Warren, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good to have you.
Great having you invite me on to be part of this extravaganza that you have here. By the way, you have anything else to say?
Nothing.
All right. So I almost.
According to these guys, I never have anything
all right
to say.
Never stopped them before, though.
Could have been, not necessarily been in this office, right? But I could have been a lawyer, because back in the 70s, I was going to Wayne State, and maybe you don't even remember this, but after 3 years, you could enroll in law school, and when you graduated, you also got your undergraduate degree. 3 years, law school, undergraduate degree. I said,
that's how my dad did
this
it.
This is a, huh?
That's how my dad did
really?
It.
Yeah, it was a great idea.
Yeah.
So I said to myself, this is good. But to get a change of pace, because I'm born and raised in Detroit, I pack up my dog, get in the car, enroll in Lincoln Law School out in San Francisco, because I wanted a change of pace, right? And we drove out there, and I started going to school, and this is where you guys will come in. After a year, I said, you know what? This isn't for me. Because the education that I was getting, the training that I was getting, it was about, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, a win-lose situation. I'm a win-win kind of person. And that's what I wanted to do. And in law, it doesn't happen that way. Yes or no?
Yes. Well, particularly in litigation and anything like that. Let me introduce Brian Small. Good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
Jeffrey Linden.
Good day, sir.
Pat Samasco.
I got a question. This is my brother's
but
question.
But I love the start of this topic.
Wait a second.
Wait.
You got a question?
Yeah, I do have. Were you a hippie?
No, not at all. I had my dog. We had a small car. I just wanted a change of pace because I'm here. So
you're
how
in San
long was your hair?
Yeah, I was going to say, it was in the 70s in San Francisco.
Well, that was it. So, if you
well, that's where Lincoln Law School was.
Yeah, so you lived there during the free love and free...
Did you have a t-shirt with a peace sign?
No, I'm a very straight...
T-shirt with a peace sign.
No, but that was the culture out there, though.
All right, so wait, getting back to the question about a win-win, which is me, and a win-lose, am I right or wrong?
You're right when it comes to litigation, and let me bring that to current events. My wife has now gotten involved in the political drama that unfolds with Trump and all these laws.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Maybe we can get to that.
So she watches the news constantly, and with every ebb and flow of all these cases, she gets upset if the outcome is going in a direction that she doesn't like. And I try and say to her, litigation is a war. You don't win every battle. You have to wait and deal with the battles as they come and expect it's not always going to go your way because you have judges, and judges have to listen to both sides.
I know, and that's what's going on
right
now.
She can't handle that at all.
You know,
you know what I do, because I'm a news junkie too. I turn to CNN or MSNBC, never Fox, and I just...
Well,
I,
we know where he's coming from.
Yeah.
No, that's not true, because I'm open and honest about it. So wait a second. So I packed up my bags, went back to Wayne, got my undergraduate degree, and I was looking for a job, and there was one offered out in Garden City, it was. It was an all-talk station. This was in the 70s. Just down the street, I don't know, maybe 2 miles from where Mike Ilitch started his Little Caesars Treats, it was called. That was his first store, right? And on the air with me was, and I don't know if any of you remember, Paul Winter. Doesn't ring a bell.
Paul Winter doesn't ring a bell.
No.
But the Little Caesars, I remember Little Caesars Treats.
Little Caesars Treats.
And they sponsored a softball team.
Yeah,
or softball league, like in Oak Park, and we used to watch those games because it was just, you know, it was still, they had a presence in Metro Detroit, but nothing.
This was his first store.
Very first store.
Right down the street. That was it. That's how he started. Our editorial director was someone by the name of Lou Gordon.
Sure.
Huh?
Yeah, Lou Gordon was a big name.
Right.
He was Channel 50.
Huh?
He became.
Yeah, very good.
Right.
Yeah. And his wife was? She asked the questions of him.
Mrs. Gordon.
Jackie,
you're right.
Jackie Gordon. So I went to that station, and we had a good time. And then I got the job at WJR. They hired me to do the evenings in the 70s again, when they weren't showing or playing the Detroit Tigers, because they were carrying them, or the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah, they had every sport. They had every sport in those days.
No Pistons. They didn't have the Pistons. We didn't carry the Pistons.
They had Foresight.
The Lion.
We don't have much going on with the Pistons now anyway. So.
No, at all.
No, the hottest team right now is the Red Wings.
Anybody, which they, unfortunately, watching them
like they lost last night.
Yeah, I watched it. It was a close game, though.
Yeah.
Well, they scored right when the third period started to tie it up. And then.
And so then I started on WJR, lasting there from 78 to, 1992, 93. Then I did some TV, then went back on JR for the weekends for another 20 years. So I was there for about 35 years.
It's a long run.
Yeah, we had a great time. But when
that's kind of not normal in the radio industry.
Well,
to be
maybe
honest.
Normal, no, absolutely. Then, but it would never happen now.
No, and that's one of my issues that I won't even get into now about finding another spot, because I'm not a person who ever wants to retire. I love what I do, always have, but the industry has changed. So it's
what's just the biggest change, you see? If you pick one change, what would that biggest change be?
I would think it was being conservative. Conservative sells. Whoever has a station, JR is conservative.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back and stay on that in terms of how radio has changed.
Yeah, all right.
Tax problems are major problems. Don't let the IRS levy your wages and seize your assets. There is a solution.
Worth Av Gross, our firm will solve your problem.
If you're behind on your taxes and owe money to the IRS, call Fav Gross.
We've been solving tax problems for 32 years. We stop wage levies, resolve unfiled returns, and obtain the best possible settlements.
Call Fav Gross today, 888-235-HELP. Carrying too much debt? Resolve your debt. Call Fav Gross.
You don't need to be broke, and you don't need to hit rock bottom. If you have income and you're struggling with debt, dump it. Think about the next 10 or 20 years. If you do what the banks tell you, you'll have nothing to retire with. There is a solution.
Don't waste your future. Call Fav Gross. We're experts at eliminating credit card debt. 888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP. You can't work. You have to deal with pain and stress. Worse yet, our system for applying for disability benefits seeks to deny you the benefits you're entitled. Jeff Kirshner is an expert in obtaining disability and workers' compensation benefits for his clients. You need to call Jeff before you apply or after you're denied to get the benefits you deserve. 888-235-HELP. 888-235-HELP. If you're retired and in a financial crisis, there is a way out.
It pains me when I see a retired couple exhaust their savings by paying credit card bills and for a home hopelessly underwater.
Fav Gross specializes in helping retired people in financial crisis.
You just can't keep paying until you're broke. You need to address the problem now.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
Worth Av Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
I was married for 57 years before my husband died.
Samasco Law had established a trust for them before this happened.
There's so much to do in the beginning, but after about a month, you're kind of alone.
We deal with estate planning and trusts every day.
If you continue to have good support and know that your finances and your estate is in order, that's one thing that's so comforting. I would just highly recommend Samasco Law.
Is the debt piling up? Struggling to get by?
It's all about preserving future income. Bankruptcy is one option. When it's right, it's the least costly, most effective way to save your home, eliminate a second mortgage, and wipe out credit card debt. But you need to address the problem now.
We help people with bankruptcy. Call the experts.
Worth Ave Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
All right, we're back. So at the break, two important issues came up. I want to start with one, which
you
was,
want to
we
start
were
with
ending
one, but I've got another one that's even better.
Before we get to it, let's talk about radio changing. So yeah. How did it go? So it wasn't all conservative back in the days of the 70s and 80s.
Or J.B. McCarthy.
You guys had great guests. Anybody.
And you know what? You never knew what political persuasion we were on the air back then.
You're a news organization. Now it's commentary and it's biases and everything.
That's radio and TV.
It's the difference between today's newscasters and Walter Cronkite. Walter Cronkite presented the news, and today
and
now
say David
they are
Brinkley
the news.
Presented the news.
Right, exactly. Right. And now everybody has some sort of an opinion. And that's why it's been so difficult for me to find something that will please me. I'm not going anywhere where I don't agree with the philosophy.
Because unless you're willing to come out and be opinionated.
Whatever. I can be opinionated, but you can be opinionated on, for example, I was talking about starting at JR and doing the evenings when we weren't carrying the Tigers or the Red Wings. And I've been working on a story that to me is interesting. Now here's, for example, I was always fascinated by the team's logos. All right, so here you have the Red Wing logo, right? And there are four, starting with the Detroit Red Wings. And who were some of the Red Wings that wore this logo?
Gordie Howe.
Yes.
Alex Delvecchio.
Ted Lindsay.
Doug Barkley.
Sergei Fedorov.
Well, now you're getting more modern.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway, Mickey Redman,
still their voice of the Red Wings.
But Jack Norris Sr., who owned them back in 1932, and the general manager was Jack Adams, they changed the team's name from the Detroit Falcons, which they originally were, to the Detroit Red Wings, and they added this new logo, which isn't too far from what it is today.
Bill, I couldn't tell that was anything different than today's.
Well, let me see. They added a new logo, which isn't too far, maybe after 90 years, something like that. Obviously, the wheel.
Yeah, I didn't realize the wheel was there.
You didn't?
No, I never realized.
You're kidding.
Yeah. So it's the wheel for Detroit? I never. Yeah.
I just looked at it. That's a Red Wing.
The show's over. We're all set. We've learned something here.
I don't watch soccer very much.
And so you had the wheel because Detroit was the Motor City, and you had the Wings, and there was an update in 19...
So why red?
Huh?
Why red? Why not?
Why not?
Because they liked the color.
Okay.
Although they would change it on the outline and things like that. It was updated in the late 40s. The wheel was smaller, but the wing got a little larger, so that was the Red Wings back then. Now, how about this one? Because I
the old fashioned D.
No one really realizes it until you tell them. And I've been working on this for a year or so. Here you have the Detroit Tigers.
The English D.
Right, and believe it or not, they had 23 different logos over. And
all of the D.
Yes, different things. The Tiger
Pat, do you know what the 22nd one was?
No. And they used variations.
It's on that other soccer team.
1920. It kept changing.
Pat doesn't watch cricket.
I wonder if that's true about the Yankees with the N. I wonder if they've done the same thing.
But you don't realize how many times they've changed. In 2006, for example, they went back to the classic 1930s Old English D. But I don't know if we realize that or not. And then they went to the World Series back then and lost to St. Louis. They lost to St.
Well, if you took logos of sports teams,
but they keep
I would say the English D and the N in the New York Yankees logo are probably the two most famous logos.
Yeah, but do you know which one is
does the Detroit D get, is it up there in that class?
I was going to say, do you know which one's the least changed?
But the, probably the New York N?
It's between the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers.
Oh. That could be.
I saw a story about that.
So the Detroit Tigers have yet to have a winning season in the last...
Okay. Are they going to have a winning season this year?
You know...
Let's do a poll.
I don't...
There's a no.
There's
Brian?
A no.
I hate to say this, but I don't really watch baseball.
Brian...
Wait.
We got to get rid of this guy. I want him out of the seat.
Not a problem.
Service wise.
I go back to work.
Tigers winning season or not?
I'm going to say yes.
Pat?
Just because.
I could care less because it takes too long to watch a game. You can't have a 3-hour baseball game.
You do know
game.
That they changed
I
the
do
game.
Know that.
They have a clock going.
They decreased the average
Thank
time of the games
God.
By a half hour last year.
Thank God.
But you can watch a 3-hour football
baseball.
Game. You go to a football game, it's 3 hours. It's great.
I'm old school. I like the old rules.
Right. You know what I do? For example, the Lions game on Sunday afternoon, I'll go walk my dog from 1 to 1:30 or 1:40, come back in, sit down, turn the game on, and then go fast pass all the commercials that are in the game. And it lasts until about the middle of the third quarter, I think, or so.
For length of baseball games, length of sports. Well, how about golf?
Golf is a great way to take a nap.
This is a function of I think age. I actually like how long the golf is, and I like the old baseball games that were longer. Reason?
Really?
Because I do not enjoy current television like I used to. I think that there's too much. With Netflix, Prime, there's too many choices. I can never find a series I want to watch. I'd rather just have a sporting event on. Yes, a sporting event that I can watch. Baseball, it didn't bother me if it was 3.5 hours, but it doesn't bother me that it's only 2.5 hours now. Let's take a break. We'll talk sports.
If you're retired and in a financial crisis, there is a way out.
It pains me when I see a retired couple exhaust their savings by paying credit card bills and for a home hopelessly underwater.
Fav Gross specializes in helping retired people in financial crisis.
You just can't keep paying until you're broke. You need to address the problem now.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
We're Thav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
Pat was recommended by a friend who insisted that we really needed a trust. And he said, I know somebody who will do a good job for you.
At Samasco Law, we deal with estate planning and trusts every day.
We had excellent service from Samasco Law. Any questions we had were addressed. Our estate is in order and it had been set up so well that nothing needed to be done. I would just highly recommend Samasco Law.
Is the debt piling up? Struggling to get by?
It's all about preserving future income. Bankruptcy is one option. When it's right, it's the least costly, most effective way to save your home, eliminate a second mortgage, and wipe out credit card debt. But you need to address the problem now.
We help people with bankruptcy. Call the experts.
We're Thav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
Time for announcements. When I announce we've opened, Thav Gross has opened a new office downriver in the Horizon Building on Eureka Road. So now we're in Flint, Downriver, and also our home office in Bingham Farms. Remember, you can always come in for a free consultation. You can do it by Zoom conference, in the office, any way that works best for you. Just call 888-235-HELP or go to the website, thavgross.com, to sign up. Debt issues, tax issues, estate planning issues, business law issues, elder law issues with Pat or Kelsey, disability issues with Jeff Kirshner. Again, sign up at lawandreality.com or thavgross.com or just call 888-235-HELP. Also, if you go to the website, you'll see there's free reports. Resolving Tax Problems, The Real Solutions by Jeff Linden and myself. Bankruptcy, Is It Right for Me by Brian Small. How to Save Your Home from Foreclosure. Business Formations, Loans and Grants for Small Businesses in Detroit and Michigan. And The Retiree's Guide to Social Security by Pat Samasco. I want to thank our sponsors, Thav Gross, Samasco Law, Kirshner Law. Now back to the show.
Carrying too much debt? Resolve your debt. Call Thav Gross.
You don't need to be broke, and you don't need to hit rock bottom. If you have income and you're struggling with debt, dump it. Think about the next 10 or 20 years. If you do what the banks tell you, you'll have nothing to retire with. There is a solution.
Don't waste your future. Call Thav Gross. We're experts at eliminating credit card debt. 888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP. You can't work. You have to deal with pain and stress. Worse yet, our system for applying for disability benefits seeks to deny you the benefits you're entitled. Jeff Kirshner is an expert in obtaining disability and workers' compensation benefits for his clients. You need to call Jeff before you apply or after you're denied to get the benefits you deserve. 888-235-HELP. 888-235-HELP. Tax problems are major problems. Don't let the IRS levy your wages and seize your assets. There is a solution.
We're Thav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
If you're behind on your taxes and owe money to the IRS, call Thav Gross.
We've been solving tax problems for 32 years. We stop wage levies, resolve unfiled returns, and obtain the best possible settlements.
Call Thav Gross today, 888-235-HELP.
All right, so we're back. So let's finish the Tiger poll. I'm going online saying Tigers will have a winning season.
No.
I have optimism for the Tigers. That creates the tie-breaking vote. Linden and I in favor of winning season.
Here's something for you.
Warren is against, and we have two non-voting.
Name me four or five Tigers, current Tigers that you know of, that you'll be watching.
Oh, I bet he can.
I can't. Torkelson.
Right, first base.
Derek Skubal. She's still with us.
You know, they
Casey
started,
Mize.
They don't. I've never heard of these people.
To anyone who's watching, I'm embarrassed that I can't do this. But this is an example of why it's wrong to accuse Biden and Trump of both being senile. And the classic example is in this show. Oftentimes we do case studies and we have the name. I put names on people. Do I ever repeat the names correctly?
Never.
No. Does that mean I've been senile for the 15 years we've been doing this show?
Yes.
Okay, back to sports. Why did I ask that question?
You go back to the good old, the 1984 World Series. You knew everybody there. Jack Morris.
I can name everybody on the 68 team.
Alan Trammell.
How about...
Right? Did I get a name right?
You did.
Alan Trammell.
Lou on second.
Lou Whitaker.
How about the 68 Tigers?
Wait. You have to go back to Lou. You mentioned Lou Whitaker. He spent 19 straight years at second base. Over at shortstop, it was...
Trammell.
And he spent 20 years together. You know, Alan, do you anybody remember Alan Trammell becoming manager of the Detroit Tigers?
Yeah. Not a good run for him.
No, it was only a couple of years, something like that. But yeah, you go back to 1968, World Series team, and
Ray Euler was the shortstop.
Yeah.
Stanley played in center. Horton was in left.
I was one.
Catcher. Who was catcher?
Freehand.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course.
Just
first base was Norm Cash.
Yep.
Third was Don Wirt or Aurelio Rodriguez. I'm confused.
Outfield?
I think Don Wirt.
Outfield?
Horton in left, Stanley in center, Northrup in right. No, Kaline in right. Kaline in right, Northrup in center, Horton in left. But Stanley played shortstop for a little bit because we had an extra outfielder.
When you get dementia, you remember all the old stuff, but you forget the new stuff.
Your current memory is like...
current, you can't remember, but the old stuff...
Explains so much.
So we're just going to have to get used to the newbies in 2024?
When it was, I'm sure, the same way for you guys. When we were kids, baseball was God. Nothing was more important than baseball.
Right.
You know, to me in those days. I was a tennis player, and I used to play the junior tournaments, and we'd travel because my dad was a tennis player, and he wanted me to be a tennis player. Every year in August, it would rain for a week, and I would quit tennis and join the Little League team late in the season. And my dad would say, "What do you want to play baseball for?" I'd say, "Because I just love baseball." And I wasn't any good. I played like second base. I was about 3 feet tall. So they called me Patches because my uniform had a hole in the knees, and my mother sewed the patch on. But you know how you'd have those big giant patches where you're supposed to cut a little piece? She put the whole patch on. It was like the entire pant leg.
And now something else I'm upset about in baseball. Their logos now, they're sponsored. The uniforms are sponsored.
It's tacky. Like Myers is on the Tigers uniform.
You know, right? Who they're adding as of
what?
I think last night. Yeah.
Really?
That's crazy. They're adding I don't want to say garbage company. They're adding a refuse company.
You probably shouldn't say that.
No.
Okay.
To their
waste management?
I don't know.
Well, it's that or CFI.
To the Red Wings.
It's all
No. The Red Wings are adding, yeah.
Yeah, the Red Wings are adding a sponsor for the first time ever.
And wait, what year did they arrive here?
That's a good question.
1934.
And they were a force from 34 all the way to 55. Wait. And now they are a force again.
Yes, thanks to none other than Dan Campbell. Right?
Are the Lions in the Super Bowl next year? Yes or no?
They should have been this year.
Lions 2025. Yes or no?
Yes.
They're going to keep the fire.
It's hard to get to the Super Bowl.
I know. I think
yes.
I'll say yes.
I think so, yes. Too.
Because we want them to be.
Not because we want them to
be. Because
they're good.
They are good.
They really do
and
have the
first time in all of our lives that they are real. I mean, I was around in 55 because I was 1 year old, but my first quarterback was Milt Plum.
Oh, yeah.
Those were not good years. That was the beginning of the downfall. Or the beginning of, I would say, the demise or the blasé.
Back to the Bobby Lane days.
Well,
though.
That was the winner.
Who was his standby? Who was his support quarterback? Who is the...
No idea.
Tobin Rote.
That does ring a bell from hearing it from my father saying it. Anyway, believe it or not, it's a wrap. Warren,
I've got more.
It was great to see you.
We've got to talk about the Detroit Pistons.
We'll have you back again.
The Detroit Pistons. They lost 28 games in a row in November and December.
On that note, things will get better even for the Pistons.